You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. I'm just thinking about what pioneers Judy and Aaron Stigger were there in suburban Chicago in the 70s growing up, and Aaron with his all-white G.I. Joes. Anyway, the story of adoption transracial adoption is our focus today. And we want you to join the conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE. If you have stories like that, about being at the mall with your mom, you know, whatever race you were, it was uncool, you know, email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. But anyway, that was a fascinating discussion. Those guys really are pioneers. But now it's time for geography, Adora. 20% of the world's fresh water is where? In the five great
lakes.
There you go, of North America.
Ding, 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 ding.
The lakes are left over from a giant glacial melt at the end of the last ice age 20 or 30,000 years ago, which is why the water isn't salty, which is why it's a lucky break for North America to have this fabulous water supply and an enticing solution to water problems outside the Midwest. The lakes are a geographic marvel. They drain half a continent, but they're also at the intersection of all kinds of water flow. Water in some places flows into the lakes, while just a few yards or miles away, you dump the water and it flows into the Mississippi, a completely different drainage system. The eight governors of the Great Lakes and two Canadian provinces want to protect their water resource from being pumped to places south and west that are experiencing some of the worst droughts since the Dust Bowl. And this is all having some very strange consequences in some communities around the lakes. Towns that may be near the lakes may not have access to their abundant fresh water. Take the town of Waukesha, Wisconsin. Waukesha Mayor Larry Nelson, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So you got a problem with your wells, right? And you can't use Lake Michigan as a backup. Explain.
Well, we're 5 miles west of the groundwater divide. And so right now our water goes to the Mississippi River, not to the Great Lakes. So in order to get access to Great Lakes water that it does not have any radium, we would need to apply for a diversion. And under the 1985 water law, there's no real standards or accepted procedure for doing that. But under the Great Lakes Compact, which the state of Wisconsin was signed into law yesterday, we have a fair opportunity to do that.
Well, Larry, first of all, you have radium in your wells, which is not good at all, so you do need to get some fresh water. And the compact, even though it allows for you to possibly get access to the Great Lakes water, it basically establishes the principle, and these eight states and Canadian provinces are in the process of ratifying this, it establishes the principle that the Great Lakes water stays in the Great Lakes. If they let you have it, then maybe down in Florida they may want to pump a pipeline or a canal to Georgia or somewhere to irrigate farms down there. Is that the principle?
No, because in order to be eligible to apply, you have to be in a straddling county, which means you have to be in a county next to the groundwater divide where people do have access to the water. So the only reason
you get the exception is because you're really close to this groundwater divide.
Exactly.
Georgia doesn't get a shot at your water, right?
Exactly. That's correct.
Why do you think the governors have such a concern about protecting the water of the Great Lakes from the rest of the nation?
Well, I think the priority is to protect the Great Lakes for not only today's generation but future generations, and to come up with a fair and equitable way for a city like Waukesha that is really right there to be able to apply. But we're researching doing return flow to a tributary of Lake Michigan so that any water that we would receive would really be recycled and be going back to the lake, so we wouldn't have any kind of negative impact on Lake Michigan at all.
So, Mayor, that in your mind would be a fair and equitable result in resolving these conflicting issues?
Yes, there's very strict requirements for a successful application. You have to be doing water conservation, which our city a number of years ago has passed a comprehensive water conservation plan, which includes a total daytime sprinkling ban. We're the first city in the state of Wisconsin that got our Public Service Commission to allow us to charge our heaviest water users more than the typical charge, which is less. And we're also researching this return flow. So if we do a successful application, we're hoping to be a role model for anybody who's in a straddling county.
So you want to set a precedent for conservation techniques as a way of getting access to the water. One final question. Radium in your groundwater, does that mean your toilet's like glow in the dark?
No, this no. is a mandate from the Environmental Protection Agency. We actually did an independent study that showed we didn't have any higher rates of illness, but we fought the standard, but we lost that fight.
Yeah, but nobody likes radium in their water, that is for sure. But Larry, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, thank you.
And good luck. Larry Nelson, the mayor of Waukesha, Wisconsin, getting up to join us here on The Takeaway this morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.